here at the Mind Kitchen. I really appreciate you guys listening in. It's going to be the greatest show of all time. Let me start by mentioning that the Barter House is a proud supporter of the Heritage Radio Network. The Barter House works with family vineyards and small bottlers from around the world to bring only the finest and most flavorful wines to the market. To learn more about Barter House, please visit them on the web at www.thebarterhouse.com or call them at 917-463-3076. And you want to know why we love the Barter House so much? Because they have provided a prize for this week's Mind Kitchen, and it is a Bordeaux, a Grand Vin de Bordeaux, Chateau Brun Bergère. It's a 2005 something or other. But I have super, super varsity guests this week, and they're going to be telling... They probably know everything about wine. I know I don't know anything about wine, and I don't know anything about cooking, so it's kind of a pleasure to have three people in the room who know all sorts of stuff about cooking, as it were. Check it. Mike Lee is here. Mike Lee... Can you tell us a little about yourself? Studio Feast is your game.
Explain. Hey, what's up? Hey, I'm Mike Lee. I run Studio Feast. We are a supper club, and we take over spaces and do supper club things.
I know because I've been to one of them.
You have been to one.
I partied really hard. It
you
was a
did.
Lot of
yeah,
fun.
Yeah,
we were in like this random,
yeah.
really nice Williamsburg
It was nice.
Space.
Yeah.
And you guys cooked up some ceviche.
We did all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
You did the thing with the bag and the warm water.
Yeah. The bag and the warm water.
I enjoyed that. It was pork and warm water.
Pork and warm water. It's my specialty. It is.
That's why I think that your inventiveness is going to really
well, cause water's
do
in the,
you well.
Because warm water's in the pantry, right?
Yeah, there's plenty of warm water in the pantry. I'll explain to you guys in a little while. After we've introduced everyone, I'll explain about the pantry. I want to make it... icy clear that what goes on in the Mind Kitchen. This is the greatest game show of all time, and I'm glad you guys are listening to the Heritage Radio Network. Now I want to talk to you about Erica Wides.
Hey.
Oh, God. You guys don't even know. Unless a couple weeks ago you were watching Chopped, which is a television show.
Yep.
On the Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in second place.
Yeah.
Which is... ridiculous because she could have come
very
in first.
Close. Well.
To be honest, those judges, they don't know what they're talking
they don't
about.
Know. Well,
they spent a lot of time talking.
Yeah.
But what did they taste? What happened? What went wrong?
You know, I had a couple of technical flaws. I gotta say, I totally agreed with all of their criticism.
Ew.
A couple technical flaws, but I think that my food was way more creative than the winner's food.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, breakdancing in that room. You had me on the edge of my seat the entire time. It's nice to have a television star in the room.
Thanks.
Someone I can actually look in the eye. She's 3 yards away from me tonight. And
big star.
Well, I think it's pretty incredible. Yeah. And you have ChefSmartyPants.com.
Yes, ChefSmartyPants.com. That's my website. ChefSmartyPants, LLC.
Yeah, oh, of course.
LLC, of course. So no one steals it. And it's trademarked now, so don't even think about it. Trademarked. Yeah, and I teach at ICE. Institute of Culinary Education in Manhattan. Been there
Smart.
12 years. And I'm the host of Why We Cook on Heritage Radio Network.
And you told your students that this would be their homework.
Well, tonight I said I'm going to be on this show. I thought it was live because my show's live, so I assume everyone's show is live. But whatever, I'll just tell them tomorrow. So before they left, I wrote it on the board and I said they had to listen.
Well, the only reason for now that this show isn't live is because there's so much science that goes into the tail end of the show.
Oh,
we're
going
to reverb you guys and make you sound kind of dope.
I always wanted to sound dope.
I sound the dopest and they make sure of that. Hey, Mike Serino. Just hanging out with Mike Serino over here. Dude is pretty amazing. I met him the very first time he was actually helping Mike Lee, but Michael Serino.
That is true.
Yeah, you were helping out in the kitchen.
Oh, the warm water.
He was supplying warm
water.
He
was rocking the warm water.
I was actually just bathing, I think.
He was, yeah.
Michael Serino.
It was a byproduct.
He just had pork in his pocket, and that's how the dish came to be.
Enough wisecracks. Michael Serino needs his time in the sun. Mike Lee is taking that away from him.
It's more sharing than taking away.
So talk about your razor and a shiny knife.
So I run a razor and a shiny knife, which like Studio Feast is one of these underground dining collectives. We host very elaborate dinner parties all around the world, And our kind of take in it is there's restaurants and then there's what we do. And we don't try to emulate restaurants in a home environment. We actually try to create a dining experience that's unlike something that you can actually have in a restaurant. Restaurants create consistency over time. You eat the same dish in January, you go back in June, you want it to be the same so you can have that same experience. For us, that's not what we're shooting for. We try to create an independent experience every single time, unique and identifiable with that exact specific event, and then the next time is unique in its own right.
Super smart. And I remember you were showing that off over at South by Southwest, and that's where we hung out and I saw you there.
We cooked a vegetable-based meal in South by Southwest. We figured a lot of people would be like blowing their minds with like all sorts of smoked meats and stuff like that. So we did a whole vegetable-centric 8-course meal out there. It was good times.
You guys missed my bacon takedown I did at South by Southwest.
I heard great stories about the bacon takedown.
Did you?
Yeah, no, really.
Stories like good, really?
Yeah, somebody fell, which was really fun.
That's not a story. No, I fell.
Can I finish? You don't get this anecdote. You know what I
mean? No, I'm done with it.
No, no.
Wow, what a diva. You got to pamper this dude. He's sitting here in a faux fur coat.
Fur coat.
Expecting anecdotes to be treated with the full respect they deserve. Michael Cirino.
God knows when they're funny, they should be listened to. You know what I mean?
Right, right. No, I want to hear it. Come on. Otherwise, it's going to be an awkward silence.
Kid fell down, spilled his bacon all over his chest, then got up and picked all his bacon back up and put it back on the table and didn't tell him. That's the short bit
sounds,
of it.
What's wrong with that?
Like something I'm so glad I didn't see.
Yeah. I don't think anything, but the execution was hysterical.
Yeah, that's
he's like, my chest is clean, isn't it? And I'm just like, I guess so. I mean, I don't really.
You can't argue with that.
Can't vouch for your chest.
You work in restaurants long enough.
Yeah,
it happens.
You lower your standards.
Oh my God, I don't even like to think about the number of times. If you really recall the number of times you've been in a restaurant and somebody's pissed on the food. I know you don't think it's ever happened, but of course it's happened.
Pissing is really tough, but just sticking your finger in like your nose and then into your sauce, that's very
You fill
common.
A cup in the bathroom, you pour it in whatever it was. How hard could that be?
Where are you eating?
McDonald's. Oh. Where are you eating?
Mm-hmm. Here.
I eat where angry teenagers are employed.
Didn't Burger King just have a huge, I can't really.
A recall?
Yeah,
probably.
Something like that, yeah.
Dudes, we're in the Mind Kitchen. So I want to keep this waiting as long as we already have. I'm sorry about that. Let me explain to you guys who don't already know that the Mind Kitchen is a kitchen in your mind. And I'm going to give these people 5 ingredients, and they are going to, with the help of a small pantry, a very bare pantry, they're going to create a 3-course meal and pitch it to me, Matt Timms. And in the booth, Jack in the booth is also going to judge you harshly.
Uh-oh.
So, let me give you guys these ingredients quickly before I do. The pantry has very, very basic ingredients that we discussed beforehand. Milk, eggs, oil, sugar, salt. You guys, we'll discuss later, but we do know that they are very, very bare ingredients. I'm going to give you the 5 ingredients now. Welcome to the Mind Kitchen. Quince. Ginger. Dog. Eggplant. Celeriac. That's your 5 ingredients, dudes. Welcome to the Mind Kitchen. Let's get mind cooking!
I don't wanna be me. I don't wanna be anymore.
At the Mind Kitchen, thank you guys so much for listening in, and thank you to the Barter House, thebarterhouse.com. They're providing us a whole bottle of vino for whoever wins. Now, these guys, the 3 contestants, Mike Lee, Erica Wides, Michael Cirino, have all created a 3-course meal for you guys, and I think you're going to be duly surprised and impressed, because these guys are actual and varsity cooks, and Erica is a chef. So, let's get started. Let's talk about these dishes right now. Why don't you pitch me, Mike?
All right. So we had quince, ginger, dog, eggplant, and celeriac.
Right.
Celeriac.
Celeriac. Yeah, that was a bit point of contention, the pronunciation
whatever.
Of that one.
Celeriac.
Whatever.
All right, so here's what I did. So so you said we could pick just whatever dog we wanted. So
any type of dog.
I picked a St. Bernard.
You should. A lot of fat on a St. Bernard.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the St. Bernard, and we're going to we're gonna feed it Iams, and we're going to finish it on milk bones for the last 10 days.
Oh, that's smart.
Wait a minute. There's no dog food in the pantry.
There's no dog food in the pantry, but the dog was fed by other people.
I extrapolated. Yeah, extrapolate. I mean, what did your dog eat?
My dog came ready to kill.
Oh, yeah, but okay. That dog was invariably bred by other people. You didn't breed that dog. So
well, okay.
This guy had that dog bred, and...
So the dog
was
fed slaughtered.
On milk
all right.
Bones. I think it's okay.
I got my dog from Heritage Foods USA.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. Your dog's much more organic.
It gets better because my dog got slaughtered, and it's going to be dry aged for 28 days to really just focus that St. Bernard flavor.
That sounds gorgeous.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the water content disappears, and all you get is pure St. Bernard.
But there's no fat in those kind of things. It's not a marbled meat, so you're basically going to be getting a dry, stringy
dog. When he eats milk bones for 15 days, it's fatty as hell.
Yeah, he's just
sitting. You think?
Sitting around.
I mean, you know, I'm willing to roll the dice on this.
I don't know if this dry aging is going to work.
I see a dog takedown in the future.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I'm going to go for it, okay?
Yeah, go for it. Please.
I'm going to go for it. Anyway, okay, so that's what I'm starting with. All right, so first course. I'm going to render out some of the dog fat, and I'm going to use that to saute some dog livers. I'm going to do a little dog liver appetizer with a little celeriac puree.
Ooh.
We're going to infuse that with a little bit of dog stock and ginger.
Dog stock. That's great. You can probably use that on a lot of other dishes, actually.
It won't be that good because you didn't give us, aromatics. Plot. But, I'm going to try my best.
It is what it is.
I'm going to try my best.
Salt,
right.
Pepper.
So that's the first course. Second course, the main course, is a deconstructed St. Bernard. Deconstructed St. Bernard. I'm going to take the loin and I'm going to stuff it with a eggplant and ginger. And I'm going to wrap it in some cured dog bacon.
Mm.
We're going to roast
dog
that off.
Dog bacon.
I was there with you.
Right?
Yeah,
nice.
I like the dog bacon.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be, a little loin stuffed with a leg plant and ginger, and then the dog bacon's going to keep it nice and fatty on the outside.
Woof, woof.
And, a little contrast. We'll make a little quince syrup, and that'll be nice.
Oh, yeah, just a drizzle. Nice. Is that the only way you're going to use the quince? Just wondering, because...
No. I'm not done yet. I'm only two-thirds
Don't
through.
Coach him.
Yum!
Don't
I'm
coach.
Just talking. I'm a host. I get to do that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's your house. Okay. third course, dessert. We're going to do a dog ear, a candied dog ear. We're going to do candied dog ear.
Right on.
With a little bit of candied ginger and some quince ice cream.
If you don't mind me asking, if you're using St. Bernard ears, are you going to be hand-shaving the ears? Or are you going to...
or wax.
But it'll all come out in the oven.
Well, we don't
wax
have a time limit on in the Mind Kitchen, right?
You don't.
So
you have years,
I can literally just do it hair by hair because I got years, right?
I'm just asking.
Fair enough.
You could bury it in the ground and let the maggots do it.
Yeah.
This is the grossest episode of the Mind Kitchen so far, your style.
Yeah, or you could urinate on it as well, and then maybe it'd be completely digested at that point.
Let's keep going. We got two other contestants.
They do with the shark fins.
Come on!
Yeah, exactly.
Mike Lee.
So there it is. There's my meal.
That was
yummy,
except for the maggots, but that wasn't your idea.
No, that was me.
Yeah. Okay, so Erica Wides, let's step forward. Let's see what you got.
Okay, so our first course, we're going to grate up the celery root. Celeriac. I'm going to grate it, mix it with some of the flour, some of the eggs, and we're going to make crispy celeriac cakes, like little pancakes. Okay. On top of those will be some dog liver pate. So we're going to sear the dog livers like you did, and then emulsify them with the butter and a little salt and pepper. There's going to be a little canal of dog liver pate on top of that. But then we will also have... vinegar made from the quince, because I'm going to ferment my quince in advance and make vinegar.
Ah, that's
there
brilliant.
You go.
Because
vinegar.
You didn't give us any acid. So months in advance, my quince will be fermenting, and I'm going to make vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, I'm going to cook some quince and make quince chutney, because you need vinegar to make chutney, and we have sugar. And then I'm also going to do a little ginger confit that I'm going to cook for a couple days really slowly in sugar. So you're going to have the crispy celeriac cake on the bottom. They'll be pan fried in some butter. They'll get nice and crunchy. A little canal of dog liver pate. A little quince chutney on top.
Can you describe for viewers what a canal
is? Oh, a canal is like a little football shaped scoop of something.
It's just the shape of a fancy shape. Trough.
Like a football.
Yeah, the opposite. Right.
Not a trough.
Okay.
Yeah, like if you filled
Let's
up a
use
trough.
The word canal. And
canal. Like a
describe a football.
Boat, sort of boat. Yeah.
No, not canal.
Not canal.
Quinnell.
Quinnell.
Oh, Quinnell. Yeah, sorry.
Quinnell.
Q at the end.
Gotcha.
Q like quince.
Quinnell.
We're all learning.
It's okay.
Well, I'm learning.
So that's my first course. Okay. Then my entree. Wait, I got to see what I wrote here. I can't even read it. Okay. First, of course, you got to butcher the dog, take the bones from the dog, make stock.
Great. Dog obviously. Stock again.
Dog
obviously.
Stock will be working well in advance. Then I'm going to take some of the sugar and turn it into alcohol, basically like a grain alcohol, because you didn't give us any alcohol to work with either. So I'll probably use like the quince peel and ferment them with the sugar and make and capture some wild yeast and make some kind of alcohol, because then I'm going to braise the dog legs. And when you braise them, you got the stock, but you need some kind of alcohol in there too when you're braising. So I'm going to braise the dog legs with the sugar, quince peel, alcohol, and the dog stock. Okay, so that's going to be braising the dog legs, and then I'll reduce that down. It'll get to into like a dog leg ragu. I will also take some of the tender parts of the dog, the loin. I was sort of picturing like a nice standard poodle. I don't know why, but
do you think that how big would a loin be on a poodle?
Like a deer vent? No, a standard poodle, not a toy poodle.
No, but still, a loin is about this long.
Yeah,
about 7 inches, 8 inches.
Yeah, but maybe we're talking about
poodles are big though.
Yeah, okay. It'll be about a pound. Maybe a you're not talking about the tender loin. You're talking about
like poodle the whole, is
the whole loin area.
It's the quail of the dog family.
Oh,
the toy poodle is.
Certainly the most delicious tender. Dog family.
So we're going to do a duo of dogs. So we're going to have the braised dog leg ragu, and then we'll grill some dog loin. Although, I don't know if you can technically eat dog rare or not. Like, do they harbor parasites that you have to cook? We would have to look that up.
If you treated your dog well enough and
kept it in a
suitable environment.
You could also just pasteurize it.
Pet it a lot.
Should be pasteurization.
Is it feed it some antibiotics?
Yeah.
Something like that. We'll
sure. Like cattle. Okay, anyway, with the dog, the side dish with the dog, of course, is the eggplant. The eggplant I will cure first. I'll marinate it a little bit in some of that alcohol that I made, a little of that quince vinegar. And then I'm going to poach it in olive oil sous vide. You know, the bag in the warm water.
Of course.
To get it really, really soft and really tender. But then I'm going to puree it, spread it out, and let it dehydrate. I'm going to put it in the dehydrator so I get sort of like an eggplant leather. But then I'm going to cut that up into strips and deep fry it so it sort of puffs. So we're going to have almost like eggplant fries. Okay? So that'll go with the dog. So the dog is a duo, braised leg ragu, grilled rare dog loin. The sauce will be the reduced braising liquid, and I'll have the eggplant puree leather fries.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Then dessert, we will have a pavlova. You know pavlova?
No, tell me more.
So pavlova is made from egg whites because you gave us eggs. So you make a meringue, you whip up this meringue because we have egg whites, we have sugar, and you bake it very slowly so you get this like nest, sort of a little bed of meringue. You pipe it out. And in that will be chunks of poached quince that will be poached in that quince vinegar and the alcohol. Plus, we're going to make some more quince chutney. We're going to cook down the quince with some of the chutney and the vinegar together so we get this nice sticky quince chutney. We're also going to make a quince sorbet. And the quince sorbet will go on there, and also some ginger jam. So you're going to have a bunch of different stuff. And then on top of all of that, I'm going to make some yogurt from the milk. So I'm going to let the milk basically sit out, and I'm going to capture a wild yogurt bacteria strain from the air somehow and let the milk turn into either yogurt or creme fraiche.
Sure.
And then there'll be yogurt on top of that. So you'll have the crunchy meringue base with the poached quince, the quince sorbet, the quince syrup from the poaching, and then some nice tangy tart yogurt on top of that.
Beautiful. Visualizing that, I think we can all agree that there's a lot of drizzle going on.
I like the drizzle. Mm-hmm. Now, if the dog happened to be a female dog.
Yeah.
And we didn't get it already killed, and maybe it was a female dog who had like just had puppies. Perhaps we could get some milk too, and make dog's milk yogurt.
That's gross. Sure,
you know
I love that. No. And why not milk the dog before you slaughter it?
Right.
With dog's milk, you can enjoy dog milk.
Exactly.
I find this whole conversation reprehensible.
I think we're in a lot of letters.
Look, you got to work with what you're given. It's like on Chopped, but you know we had a lot more stuff to work with there.
Oh, I wish they had dogs on Chopped.
Me too. We had frog's legs. That was kind of cool. Okay, so anyway, I'm done.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant, Mike Sereno. Indeed.
So, having thought about this from a consistency point of view, I kind of approached this on something that I'd want my mouth to enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
As I was putting it into the mouth. Not so much... What did you say?
I said, who would ever think of that?
No. I'm just saying like more of like a texture thing than just a flavor thing. Because some of these things don't necessarily go together in a straight flavor kind of concept. Mm-hmm. So some of the ideas that I had right off the bat was I wanted to immediately immerse the mouth in a nice creamy kind of texture. So something that celery root's really good, it's really useful for is a puree.
Soup.
Yeah, I love puree. So I'm going to make I'm going to poach the celery root in a dense cream with just a touch of the ginger. Just a little bit of the ginger, not a lot. I just want to give it a little earthiness from that. And then puree it, run it through a chinois, get it nice and creamy and
I'm sorry, a chinois?
It means Chinese. I was in reference to Michael. Yeah, so I'm going to run it literally through Michael is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
He's very porous.
I'm not in your pantry, though.
No, but you're in the room, so I just figured I'd make a Chinese joke.
You're considered equipment.
Yeah, so a chinois is essentially a strainer, a fine mesh strainer. So that'll get rid of all the fiber and leave you just this really dense puree, right? So the puree is going to be the base of the dish. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a dog demi-glace. So we have a dog stock, but I'd like to take the stock a little bit farther. I'm really looking for the gelatin, the density of the dog bones.
He wondered about gelatin, and he got gelatin from dog.
Kind of, yeah. We're working on it. I'm going to try to manipulate it a little bit more later. Beautiful. So I'm going to take like a couple gallons of stock, reduce it down to practically nothing, whisk a little butter into it, and drizzle that on top of the celery root. Now, to give you a little off consistency, I wanted to do a tasting of dog cheeks. So I'm going to braise a couple...
I was hoping someone would mention dog face.
Yeah, so my ideas would be I would like to do a hound tasting, get a couple different types of hound cheeks.
Oh, you'd have different dogs available.
Yeah, no, I would do a
tasting.
Yeah, so like this is you know, it's an appetizer, so we're not talking large portions here.
What dogs?
It's a dog flight.
I know, I think it's a hound flight. Yeah, that's what
it's
I want.
It's a hound flight. It's a flight at hounds.
I don't really know what's in season
a
right
litter,
now.
A litter, if you will.
A litter.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to braise some cheeks. We'll lightly bread them, deep fry them, and sit those on top. So you have a crunch from the braised cheeks.
Mm. I'd eat that.
Creamy celery root gives you the nice kind of richness, and then the unbelievable unctuousness from the glaze will be all over the top of that. Now, you're going to have to help me out a little bit on this word. What is it called? I like the idea of taking a dog's stomach and then cooking something inside the stomach. This is a very French...
It's like a haggis.
Like haggis.
It's not haggis. The French do it with... pork stomachs. They put.
Oh, they'll do like a whole chicken in there.
Yeah, they do a whole chicken in there. I can't remember the name of the actual technique, but we'll go through it with a.
You can ask those French.
There was a French camera crew here.
Yeah, ask Julie.
Ask those guys.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Julie would know. So if we see her later on, we'll grab her. But there the idea here is, I'm going to take this idea of cooking in a stomach, and use that for taking a couple dog legs, and I'm going to braise the shanks inside the stomach.
That's
now,
the Greeks used to do that. Satyricon, remember that when they slit open the belly and all the sausage falls out?
Sounds good to me. I like belly inside sausage. Mm. I as well wanted to make an agro dolce with the eggplant. So the idea here is that we take the quince, ferment the quince, make it into something that would be acidic, use the sugars and the ginger and make a quince and ginger agro dolce eggplant. So the idea here is that the legs would be cooked inside the stomach, braising them, making them nice and soft. Around the stomach would be served chunks of eggplant that have been cooked in this sweet and sour kind of way, given a little bit of flame to them so they have a little char. And then at service, you'd cut the stomach open. The stomach would fall basically into gelatin again because it's, you know, it's essentially desiccated at that point. And you'd eat out the legs. I'm thinking a smaller. So we were talking about poodles before. I'm thinking actually toy poodle hindquarters, something that you could actually pick up and maybe get three or four bites off of, and maybe have a selection of the three of them tied together in the middle.
Sure.
For dessert, I kind of thought again. So the first thing was rich and creamy. That the second one was more of like a flesh with a little bit of the flesh of the leg, flesh of the eggplant kind of thing in your mouth. The last one is going to be varying levels of crispness. Right. So I also like the idea of a quince sorbet, except I wanted to approach it in a little bit more of an aggressive pattern. I'd want to freeze it with liquid nitrogen as I whipped it so that it would be a little bit smoother. And then I'd want it to freeze really solid in the liquid nitrogen afterwards.
Is that in the pantry?
Nope.
No, it's an ingredient.
Absolutely.
I don't think that that's a...
The liquid nitrogen is
equipment?
I think it's equipment.
Yeah, I think I would...
Totally.
It's a technique.
Okay.
I mean, I could do this in a blast... If we want to fight with it, all
blast
that
chiller.
Blast chiller.
You can do a couple whippets in the corner and let him...
Get to work. I didn't know that.
None of us Frenched the dog rack. I just realized that.
I was going to French a dog rack, yeah. But I went for the shanks instead. Yeah. I thought the shanks would be a little bit better in the stomach.
Oh, my God. You know how weird and intimidating it is to have actual
French
brainiacs
a dog
in the room?
French the dog rack.
French the
well,
dog.
Well, this is a failure.
They're all filled. They have a full encyclopedia in their minds.
I was going to leave the dog rack on the spine and then just break the spine off, French it, and then have it be supple enough to break off the spine as you were eating it, but I didn't know what kind of
you
dog
could do like
would
a tartare.
Well, you could have any dog.
Cap.
Any
but again,
dog is available.
That was a what if, but poodle, I'm not. I'm on dessert now. So let's not get off the
you're not eat any
topic.
Meat?
So, what we just did the legs.
Let him do his dessert.
Yeah, I'm just doing dessert now. We're in a whole different game. So I also wanted to do a fruit leather. So my idea was to make the sorbet, freeze it super hard, dip it into a ginger syrup so that it crisped on the outside. And gave it like a little bit of a glaze. Then take quince chips, make those into little translucent kind of sugar crackers by also either confying them and dehydrating them or cooking them in an oven, however we have equipment for. Making a fruit leather out of the ginger and the eggplant and then forming kind of like a little basket with that. I was not going to fry it, although that is a delicious technique. I like your idea there. I haven't fried that before. And then I was just going to top that off with not shaved. I was also going to use the liquid nitrogen to freeze the quince and then shatter it into little tiny pieces. And the irregularity of the piece would give it sort of a chunky kind of crisp consistency. So you'd have the quince chunks all over. You'd have the sorbet. Then you'd have the fruit lightly laid over top of that and then a crisp skin next to it. So I think I got all the ingredients there.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm finished now.
Oh, my God. The Mind Kitchen is officially blown. Everybody that had a great time in the Mind Kitchen, we're going to come back and judge all you guys. I don't know how or why, but thank you guys, and I'll see you in a little bit in the Mind Kitchen! And we're back in the Mind Kitchen. And you heard what the three chefs had to give us, and we were all duly impressed, and I'm sure you guys were in the listening audience. Let's hear what Jack has to say.
By now, I hope everyone listening has rewound a few times and taken notes, because we kind of had to do that.
Kind of complicated. We're dealing with various swelled heads in here. In many different ways.
The Mind Kitchen is certainly in a new league now. I think you've graduated the minors officially.
It's true. Actually, the next episode I really want to have filled with people who don't know a goddamn thing
anything
about cooking.
We have to balance this, yeah.
We do.
So maybe me and Nat should
I can't
be guests
top
next
this
week.
That's
then
a great idea.
I think that would work. So I'm going to highlight some of the things I liked. I really loved the bacon, the cured dog bacon. That was awesome.
Do you love that Dutch just because it's bacon? Or
well,
is
partially.
People love bacon. People
partially
love dogs.
So yeah, exactly.
It only follows that. Yeah.
People love petting dogs. They don't love chewing dogs.
It's your best friend.
People love petting bacon as well.
I do.
Yeah.
We also loved the candied dog ear with the ginger. That sounded delicious. And from the other Michael's dish, the cheek tasting sounded like an awesome experience. We thought that was that your meal was an awesome experience all the way through, not just in the way it was constructed, but an overall good experience. And Nat was going to comment on Erica's.
Yeah, I think candy dog ear was my favorite dessert. I liked the liquid nitrogen. I think that in terms of sitting down and eating something, I would vote for Michael. But in terms of winning a cooking show, our vote would go to Erica. Because, at least for me, the one infinite resource in the Mind Kitchen is time, and I think that Erica used her infinite time the best, and the most to her advantage, which I think is in the end is that got my vote.
So it seems like you guys picked Erica.
Yeah. So the show's over, right?
Actually, your opinion doesn't even close to matter because this is the Mind Kitchen.
Yeah, we're
this
leaving.
Is Matt Timms' show. So why don't you go back in your booth and do all the technical scientific things
I'll be
that
back
you
next
do.
Time.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Okay, so they're walking away. Now we can talk about what's really important. That's what Matt Timms has to say. In the Mind Kitchen! So anyways, first of all, obviously all our minds were blown. That's thanks to me, because I'm the guy that actually arranged all this to happen. I brought all these brilliant people into the room, so it's thanks to me. I love the bacon that Mike Lee did. I love the quince chutneys and the dog two ways that Erica had. God, she milked a dog on air. She milked a dog in the studio.
That was kind of fun.
Tiny little fingers to milk tiny little poodle teats.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was smart.
Total utilization of the product.
And whoa. Mike Serino. Michael Serino. He gave us so many dishes, and he used liquid nitrogen, which is, you know, just one of the many tools you had at your disposal in the Mind Kitchen. And I like to see people actually use the infinite tools. So that was one of the cooler ones. Dudes, the decision is about to be made. Matt Timms is going to give his infinite, benevolent leadership. What am I talking about? I'm just going to do this. I'm going to give Michael Serino the Mind Kitchen Championship award. He's the special guy. He gets a bottle of wine.
You feel that? And you know, feeling that out there?
I know Eric and Michael hurting, and I know that the barterhouse.com is sitting there not silently nodding their heads because they know that the right guy was picked. And I'll only say this. This guy spent a lot of time talking about texture and experience, and I think while all of us were engulfed in a bunch of words that meant nothing to any of us, Michael Serino did seem to want to convince us that that his would be the tastiest. We're eating dog, folks. It's probably not going to be that good.
I'm going to have to say that dog bacon and quince alcohol were hard things to come from. That's some amazing creativity right there.
And let's also, before he pats himself in the back, note that Matt Timms knows nothing. But I do know the Mind Kitchen, and I do live in this world in my mind, and that's what's important, and my opinion matters the most. So thanks, Mike Serino. You are now the proud owner of a bottle of Bordeaux, and you guys, I just want you to know that the Mind Kitchen loves you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm here back at the Mind Kitchen, and Erica Wides is scared the crap out of me. She has something to say. Go ahead, Erica.
Matt Timms.
Yeah?
I am not making a career out of coming in second in these culinary competition shows.
I'd like to apologize to you personally, Erica.
That was really fucked up.
Really sorry.
Nobody else milked the dog. Nobody else captured wild yeast and bacteria.
Yeah, true.
Nobody else made their own vinegar.
Also true.
What the fuck? All this, like, I'm making chips and dehydrating and freeze drying. Yeah, show me how you can really cook.
I know.
What the hell is that?
I know, I'm really sorry.
What is this?
I'm sorry, but that's what happens on the Mind Kitchen!